Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An exciting ministry of Liberty Counsel is Covenant Journey. It is a ministry designed to take Christian college-age students to Israel for a life-changing experience. It is designed to strengthen their Christian faith and equip them to be goodwill ambassadors for Israel. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and president of Covenant Journey. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, Matt, this particular program grew out of our experience in Israel, and we began in 2011 to develop what became Covenant Journey, meeting with various people at the highest levels, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in 2011, launching what we then called the Liberty Ambassador Council VIP Tour, which is a fully paid tour. You have to pay the full price for that. That's open to anyone. And that included both the biblical sites as well as modern Israel, kind of combined different kinds of things within this one experience in Israel. And then in 2014, we launched the Covenant Journey first tour for Christian college-age students. And the results have been literally phenomenal. We've done 11 trips. In a couple of days, we will be leaving to go on the 12th trip. And that will be January 2 through 11, 2017, with our Covenant Journey 12, our 12th group of young people taking them to Israel.
And part of the genesis to this, how do you like that use of genesis there? Part of the genesis of this was that Prime Minister Netanyahu, when you met with him, Matt, he asked you if you would help bring Christians together in support of Israel. They were desperately with a hostile Obama administration. They were desperately in need of American allies, effectively. And so now I've been encouraged by these large groups of young people from colleges all over the country going over there. These are our future leaders. These are our future ambassadors to Israel. Just a super bright and blessed group of young people in the hundreds now. How many Covenant Journey trips have you taken over there already now?
11 Covenant Journey trips. We're about ready to embark on our 12th. We also have trips in May, June, July, and August. We also have a Liberty Ambassador Council tour in October of 2017. That's for anyone, but the other ones are for Christian college-age students. So these are Christian college-age students. The general age group is 18 to 29, roughly 18 to 26 is the general frame. We've had a couple of 17-year-olds and a couple of 29-year-olds, but that's the college-age frame. These are Christians. They have to apply. They have to give their statement of faith and their information as to why they want to go to Israel. They have to put that in a statement. They have to give references, college GPA, all this different information. And they also have to, Holly, give their leadership. What have they been doing? We're not interested in couch potatoes. We are interested in providing those who are Christian college-age students who are leaders and turning them, if you will, from athletes into Olympians. We're not trying to create something that's not there. These are the future Christian leaders. And frankly, what it does is it connects them with the roots of their faith and grounds them in the scriptures and their faith like nothing else, because it's an unbelievable experience to literally be in the places where the Bible talks about and the Bible comes to life.
Right. I mean, God is, you know, to understand God's opinion about Israel, he calls, you know, those people his chosen people. And of course, that's the land from which our Messiah comes from and from which he will return. And he calls Jerusalem, it's mentioned over 800 times in the Bible, his holy ground. So it's so important for us as Americans to understand God's opinion of Israel and to be able to see these young people go over there and get a grasp for that. It's not just a, you know, a vacation or a tour for them, but they're actually seeing the spiritual context of God's opinion in the Bible come together with the physical parts of it, and their lives are changed. It's just incredible to see the lights come on, you know, in their eyes.
Yeah, it really is amazing. Matt, I know you've taught school, and Holly, you have as well, and it's always from a professor's standpoint that moment where you see the light bulb comes
on. Right.
But, you know, when you're on the Covenant Journey Tour, you see that happening all week, and you see transformation, literally. And these experiences, you can't replicate. It is hard, as I put in writing or when I communicate to somebody, to convey in words what it's like, because, you know, not only what you see there happening to the young people, and you get a chance to talk to them and hear how God's working in their lives or questions that they might have, but you also see them afterward, and you see them grow up, and you see them go on Facebook and other kinds of social media and speak about their lives and their faith and how this has impacted them. Many of them have been on mission trips. But this is unlike a mission trip. And in fact, many of them who have been on mission trips say that this has impacted them more than anything else. We were just visiting some students at a school, and this one person said, and it's not unusual for this to be said, that this is something that impacted them more than anything in their life thus far.
Right. It's almost, I almost think of it as like a study abroad, because they not only, you know, learn about the land and the history of Israel, but they hear from very quality speakers, like, you know, someone who survived the Holocaust, from a journalist, and he can speak about what's going on between the Palestinians and Israel, from a messianic pastor, and all these viewpoints they learn. And so many of them are coming back saying, you know, I'd like to do an internship there. I want to do something for Israel. And they really get it.
Yeah. And we launched our internship program in 2016, where we had three students in Israel and one student in Washington, D.C. We have a lot more people now who want to do internships in Israel and in Washington, D.C., and we'll have some even in our Orlando office as this grows. But these students literally experienced something that transformed their lives. One of the people who actually is a board member of Liberty Council, his son went on a trip. He had been on a number of mission trips, and he said that his son has been impacted by this greater than anything he's ever seen on a mission trip. It's different. It's not a tour. It's not a study program. It's not a mission program. It's something that's completely unique.
Well, it's spiritually based, for
yeah,
one thing.
Right.
You know, Obadiah 1:15 says, "The day of the Lord is near for all nations. As you have done to Israel, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your own head." Now, that's a double-edged sword.
Right.
That means, as Holly pointed out, you know, in Genesis, where it talks about blessing those who bless Israel and cursing those who curse Israel, these kids are going over there and blessing Israel, and the spiritual element of that, there's a promise associated with that they will themselves be blessed throughout their lives in one way or another.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's I kind of look at it as, you know, the 12 spies going into search out the promised land. They went and saw the same rocks and trees, same grapes and so forth, but they had two different perspectives of the same thing.
Right.
And that, I think, is because God revealed to those people who were open to see something that was unique and different. And two of them saw God, not the giants. They could care less about the giants. 10 of them were fearful of the giants, and so they were the naysayers. Israel is an amazing place, unique. There's no other place like it in the world. But the spiritual component, Matt, as you were mentioning, really is taking them to those rocks and trees and mountains and streams, literally where the prophets preached, where the kings ruled, where Jesus was born, where Jesus lived and died and was resurrected again. This is the place that literally transforms your understanding of God and the Bible. The Bible literally becomes alive. It's something real. And when you read it, you've actually been to many of these places. It's amazing. And in fact, you know, not only spiritually is it powerful, but it also gives them an understanding, as you were mentioning earlier, Holly, of Israel. So they come back and they become advocates of Israel. They fall in love with Israel. So if you want to change the future, yes, we need to battle in the courts, and we will. Yes, we need to pass legislation, and we will do that, because that is absolutely critically necessary. But we also need to be concerned about the future. Who will be leading our future? Who will be those leaders in all different areas of life, from the mother that's there at home with the children, raising them in the home, or the father that's helping, you know, in the raising of the children, to the President of the United States and everything in between? Where are those people going to come from? This program, like none other, literally invests in the lives of these young people, and it is transformative. If you want to have an impact on the future and in the lives of these young people, I encourage you to support Covenant Journey. This is a ministry that Liberty Council launched. I'm founder and president of Covenant Journey. It's a major outreach of Liberty Council. Go to covenantjourney.org for more information. You can make an online contribution right there as well. You can learn more about it at lc.org. That's covenantjourney.org or lc.org. Remember to support Liberty Council, especially now at this end of the year.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.